The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tumura Daf Yud Aleph, another one of the concepts that comes up over these parokim and discussed in the dafim in front of us, is the musig of chilul of korbanos. We know that the problem of tumura, the lav of tumura, is in the fact that a korban cannot be transferred, the kedusha of a korban cannot be transferred to another behemah, and the unsuccessful attempt is a lav, and it brings on the din of ayahu tumuras yekodesh. A behemah that's a balmum has kedushas korbanos, which is why it doesn't go through the regular pinyan. There's two types of hegdish in a general manner. There's kedushas bedek habayis, which is momen hegdish, and there's kedusha of kedushas korbanos. Kedushas korbanos has no pinyan. Regular kedusha of bedek habayis is momen hegdish. Over there, it could be neschalel. There's no oino, there's no, the fact that the price is not right doesn't make a difference. Lagabe hegdish, the point is that it was nischal onto money. The chil of hegdish is the same thing as chil we find other things, chil of neter avoy, chil of maiser sheni. So there's chil of kedusha, of kedushas bedek habayis. Chil miloshen chulin. Kedushas haguf of korbanos does not have pidyon, but if it's a balmum, so there the halach is, and it's a special type of pidyon described in Maseches Erechim. We learned the din of hamada v'harocha. That's the general idea. What's a chakira that's discussed by the lomdim with rayas back and forth is, do we understand that when you take the kedusha that's inherent in a behemah that's a balmum, or any behemah that was rendered that has kedusha's carbon, and now it's not roy? Right, the lashon of the Gemara always is that when there's a behemoth that's a problem to be makav yira ad shiyistoyev, you let it graze until it becomes a balmum, and then you poyde the kedusha onto another behemoth. When you poyde the behemoth onto another behemoth, is the pshat is that the kedusha of the second behemoth is really all it is a hemshich of the first. You're not being mechadish anything, you're not being magdish anything. All you're doing is you're transferring that the shame carbon from A goes to B, which sets up the difference, the discrepancy between why is chil not a distortion. The idea that you could take one behemoth and turn it into another behemoth is not a problem. It works. And tmura is a lav and it doesn't work. And v'ayahu tmuras yekodesh, that we discussed as a hagdomah in the mesechta. So one side of the chakira legabi chil of a behemoth that's a balmum is it that you're just transferring the kedusha, or say no, you can't transfer kedusha of a korban from one behemoth to another. All it is you have a koyach. The Torah gives you a right to be mafkia the kedusha of one behemoth, as long as you're magdish in the same shot. You can't just stam throw away a korban. The Torah gave you a right to be mafkia the kedusha of one behemoth if you create another behemoth, but not that the second behemoth is a hemshich from the first. It's a new creation, and the Torah allowed you to be mafkir, the kedusha of one, if you create a new kedusha in the same maisa, if you create a new kedusha on a second behemoth. Well, what's the difference? Where the rayas? It sounds like hair splitting. Stamach hakira. The Rambam, in Erechin Perek Zayin, discusses the fact, the what the Gemara says by us, that the din, when a person is poida, hegdish, he can only be poite if he's moisiv a chomish, if he's moisiv a fifth on the value. That's only true when a person is, the Rambam speaks out two halachas. Only the magdish is moisiv chomish, only the magdish that's originally magdish something. If something was nischal onto something else, and somebody else was the one who was now being poite the bimkoim, so then there would not be hoisof as chomish. A, only the magdish is moisiv chomish. B, a second halacha, the Rambam says in Kilu, it's two separate halachas, is that only the original kedusha has the din of being moisiv v'chomish, not kedusha shnia. They sound like one halacha. It's one halacha. The only the original hegdish, but the Rambam says only the original magdish and only the original hegdish. So the Brisker Rav and the Osemech say, based on the chakir that we just said, say that there's a chilek here. when you're poida one behemah from another behemah, that's not a second kedusha. That is the original kedusha. The kedusha that was on the original behemah is transferred to the second one. That's a kedusha rishayna. There's other types of pidyon where you're transferring one thing. You're not transferring. What you're doing is you're poida your one thing, and then you turn something else into hegdish. That's a kedusha shniya. But when you're being mechal the kedusha in a behemah that had kedusha zaguf, there one's bimkoim the other's kedusha rishayna. So may love there would be a din chaimish. Who has a din chaimish? Only the original magdish, not somebody else. Somebody else is the one who's being mechal that second behemah. He doesn't have that din, but the original person, if he's mechal behemah A onto behemah B, that's the original kedusha. Since he's the original magdish, he will be moisim chaimish. So that's an afkemina, lagabi these two tzadim. Another place where such a chakira takes its place is by kotshe akum. The din is that a goy could be magdish. There are various differences in the kedusha of kotshe akum to kotshe Yisrael. One of them is the din of a chaymish. There's no hoisofas chaymish in the pidyon of kotshe goy. And the question is raised whether kotshe akum shenischal al yidei Yisrael or kotshe Yisrael that's nischal al yidei goy is the we could look at the kedusha as being a hemshich or not will determine whether it has those dinim. Do we say that the kedusha that's nifteh from one behemoth from the kotshe akum if it's nifteh al yidei Yisrael? Do we look at that? There are other dinim also like gabi mila. There are chalukim between Kotshe Yisrael and Kotshe Akum. Do we look at the behemah that's Nischal on the other behemah as a Hemshech of the first? So if Yisrael takes a behemah that's a Balmum of a Goy and he transfers that Kedusha to another behemah, is it a transfer? And Batsin still has the shame of Kotshe Goyim, even though the one who actually effected the transfer was a Yidu, we say no. We say that Lamaisa, since Yisrael now was the one who was Mechal, that means Yisrael created, of course, like we said, you can't create the Kedusha on the second behemah unless you can't be mafkir the kedusha on the first behemah unless you created a second one. But lemaisa the second one was a yiddish creation, so it has dinim of kotshe Yisrael. The gabi korban meila. This which brings up another thing. Kotshe mufla samach lish. The halacha is that a mufla samach lish, the gemara learns that a nido and a nazir, that a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl in the year before they become bar or bas mitzvah can create any halachic Kedusha, or any status that's created by Dibur. Neder, Shvua, one of them is Kotche. Kotche, Mufla, Samach, Lish, have Kedusha, they can be brought as a carbon, but it does not have Me'ila, which is its subject of its own. L'charev, it's Kedusha, then it has to have Me'ila. How could you have a Kedusha that doesn't have Me'ila? That's a Me'ila Likashmuz. But in any case, the question is over there also, you have a carbon that's a Mufla, Samach, Lish, and it's Neschalil, by a godel onto another behemoth, is it still retain its status as kotche mufla samachlish? It's deficient. It's not the regular kotche mila. Does not have a din mila. We say no. We say you were mafkia the kotche mufla samachlish. You replaced it with a new hiskachus of kotche godel. Samela has din mila. Same chakir. Minchas chenuch and mitzvah reish behei seems to address this issue. He talks about what happens if you have a behemoth that's a balmum, and you're being mechallel onto another behemah. So the halach is you're being mechallel onto a behemah that's a roi to be a carbon, a behemah that's tomim, that's a roi for a carbon. What about being magdish, being mechallel onto a behemah that's a balmum? Says in the Cheschinach, the same way there's a lav of being magdish a balmum, we discussed in another shurim, being magdish a balmum is a lav deraisa. Not only is it possible to bring for a carbon, but there's a lav to create kedushas karbonis on a balmum. It's a disgrace to the whole institution of karbonis, not only for the carbon to be brought when it's a balmum, but there's a specific extra lav on the actual declaration of the chalos, the creation of that behemah as a balmum. So the Mechas Chinuch says, if you mechal kedusha of a balmum onto another behemah, and that other behemah is a balmum, it's also, not only that, you're over a lav. What do you mean? You're not being magdish a behemah balmum. You're transferring the kedusha of a balmum onto another balmum. Why are you over on that lav? Clearly what you're doing is you're creating a new hegdish on a balmum. Maybe that raya is nitcha because the point is not the creation. The point is the fact that now there's a behemah that's a balmum that has kedushas kabbonis, so maybe that would be truly loy to either side of the chakira. Then there's a Rashi in Beitza, daf lamed zayin amud beis. Rashi says it's clear in the Gemara that it's also to be mechal a person has a behemah, it's a bal mum, and let's say it's erev Pesach and he wants to take the kedusha as a behemah that was dedicated to be a korban Pesach and it became a bal mum. He wants to transfer the kedusha onto another behemah and bring that second behemah to the Beis HaMikdash. It's erev Pesach and it's a korban Pesach, so he's mechalal the kedusha of the korban Pesach onto another behemah. It says that's also. Maybe Karban Pesach is a tzorich, so maybe over there it's doich Shabbos because it's a tzorich hayoyim. A regular Karban. He's going to bring the oilah tomorrow. He has a behemah balmum. He transfers his mechal, the kedusha, the balmum, on the oilah balmum onto another behemah. He turns it into another Karban oilah. What's the issa? Rashi says, like we said, Beitz Alam and Zayin of the Beis, it's also because you're not allowed to be magdish. Same way you're not allowed to create Hegdish on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal onto another Behem also on Shabbos. Taisis read, in Shabbos, Kufim and Beis and Beis, says different. He says, Metakin Mona. You're fixing something that's broken, Midrabban, any form, even toiveling a Kli in a Mikvah, where you're taking something, you're turning it into something that can be used, that's also Midrabban, also Metakin Mona. What's the Machlaikis? It seems that the Machlaikis is our Chakir. Rashi and Beitza holds that what you're doing is you're creating a new Hegdish and a new Behemoth. That's the issue. It's Magdish. Tosfos holds, no, it's not Magdish. It's not Magdish. You're not creating a new Behemoth. What you have is you have a Behemoth that's a Balmum. What you're doing is you're fixing it. You're taking that very same Kedusha, you're transferring it to a Behemoth Tmimum. So you're fixing the Hegdish that it should be on something that can be brought as a carbon. You're not creating something new, you're fixing something that's broken. B'chor, it seems to be that Machlaikis. Here's another example. Tmuras toido. The Gemara learns at the beginning of Zvochim, the Gemara by us. Tmuras toido ain lo lechem. You could be meimer on a carbon toido, but the vayehu utmurosoi, even though a regular carbon toido, there's two parts. There's the behema, and there's the lechem, the chometz and the matzah that's brought with it. Tmuras toido ain lo lechem. We discussed in a different shir that the musik maybe of the lachme toide is shaykh to the magdish and the skaper, shaykh to the shir that we said in the previous daf. The Rambam, the Raivin, Himsul, and Mekdoshim, Perikud Beis have a machloikis of a behemo that's neschalo al tmuras toide. That means like this. You have a behemo that's a tmuras toide. He was meimer, became a korban, then it became a balmum. So he's mechal that kedusha onto a different, behemo. It's not a tmura. It's a bimkoim, it's a chilul on the tmuras toide. Do you bring lechem? What's the machlokes? The Rambam seems to hold that the miut hakro, the gemara in Zvachim comes out of a pasuk, that tmuras toide and lechem, that's tmura. That's in the new chiddush haterev. Tmura over there, there's no din lechem. There's a din to bring the carbon, there's no din to bring the auxiliary carbon of the lechem. That's only a tmura. The bimkoim, the chilul, is creating a new carbon toide. It's not a tmura. It's a bimkoim for the behemoth that has kedushas tmura. So over there, you're a regular, you created now korban toido, so go bring the lechem. Why not? The Ravid would seem to hold that no, the tmura's toido is a transfer of the kedusha of that behemoth. So what was that behemoth? The history of that behemoth is that's a tmura's toido. If it's a tmura's toido, so it doesn't have lechem. Again, maybe it's nitcha, maybe the chakir is more a subtle machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, how to understand this miut of Tmuras toido in the lachmim, but these are just different dugmois of where this chakira had to understand the dynamic, the mechanics of the chil of a behema that's a balmum, how that works and what the nature of it really is.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.